And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits. That is right. You're not mishearing this. This is MLB DFS Quick Hits. After about a month off because of some personal things going on in my life, we are back. The goal is to be back with you 5 days a week like we've usually been for years to come. Thanks for the patience. Thanks for people reaching out. Thanks for all the good stuff there. The Fantasy Degens Discord still been pumping this whole time. We got some golf in there. Had a good weekend at the U.S. Open. Guys been playing a lot of baseball, some golf, some NASCAR, some other events. So always check the Discord out. They're still running, even though I got stuff going on. But we are back. Barring anything weird going on, I will be here at least a few days a week, if not all 5 days a week for now. So we are back with MLB DFS Quick Hits. Benched with Bubba still coming at you multiple times a week with Toby, usually on Tuesdays, with Brian Bloomfield on Thursdays, and the occasional guest in between. We got some golf for the PGA DFS Always Pressing podcast with myself and Jesse. We've been back for a couple weeks there, dropping for you guys usually on Monday. So go check out all that good stuff. I'm on Twitter again at BDNTrick. If you guys can give this podcast a rate and review on iTunes, I'd appreciate it. It would help me get back in the flow of things. And if not, it's all good. But if you'd like to also watch the show, as Metal Alloy joined in the thing, yes, I'm back. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. You can check it out on YouTube. You can watch it live as I'm doing it right now on the Fancy DJ's YouTube page, or you can check it out throughout the day leading up to lock. Just give the old thumbs up, the like button. That helps out a ton as well. All right, we got eight games for you on a Monday. Eight whole games, and it looks like weather should be okay. Maybe a couple hot spots with something to keep in mind and monitor throughout the day. But let's check out the totals. Cubs Pirates, total of eight. Yankees Rays, 6.5. We got Garrett Cole versus McClanahan. That's a doozy. Tigers, Red Sox, 9.5. Gigantes, Braves, 8. Cardinals, Brewers, 7.5. Mikolas Burns, that's a good matchup. Blue Jays, White Sox, 9. Royals, Angels, 8.5. D-backs, Padres, 7. So some really interesting pitching on a Monday. Let's get at it here. You got Garrett Cole versus Shane McClanahan. Cole, 10-5. McClanahan, 10-3. These guys just faced each other last week. Cole put up a nice 28-point game and 6 shutout with 7 Ks against Tampa Bay. You know, he's always in play. Put up 28.5 against them 4 starts ago. So if you want to go Cole at 10-5, zero problems with that at all. I'm not going to tell you no. Same with McClanahan. He got it done, 4 runs, but only 1 was earned for 22.5 points. He had 25 previous to that. He's basically had 25 or more points in like 6 straight starts before the last 22-pointer. So he's as consistent as they come as well. So Cole and McClanahan, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on them. It's pretty simple. If you like them, go for it. I prefer Cole over McClanahan just because the teams you're facing, both elite plays. Last week when they pitched, I took McClanahan because I figured he'd be lower rostered. And it worked out. It wasn't anything special, but it worked out. So I like both of them. If you want to go there, knock yourself out. Same thing for Corbin Burns, except the thing with Burnsy is he's facing a St. Louis team that's bats are actually better than most would think. And they only strike out 19% of the time versus righties. Now, Corbin Burns, obviously a different righty than most. But it's like if you're at $9,900 for Burns, go up to McClanahan or Cole. That's where I'm at on this one. But if you want to go Burns, maybe hopefully lower rostered, go for it. But what I want to do, if I don't pay up for pitching, like we'll see what lineups look like, see what value pops up there. But what I want to do is I want to start with guys like Max Fried at $9,500 at home against the San Francisco Giants. Giants fan here. I get it. You saw what they did in Pittsburgh. You see what they do almost every game. Like they'll have a good game once in a while, but for the most part, they're hoping for like 3 runs and some good pitching. That's what the Giants do. And Max Fried is darn good. He's coming off a rough one, 4 runs, but he still got you 16 points against Washington. Prior to that, 3 straight 20-plus point outings. He's been very, very consistent. He's going to face a Giants team where they have the lefty guys like Slater and Flores and a couple other dudes. But as a whole, not scary. They're striking almost 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching hitting 240. But they, again, like I said, they have a 195 ISO. So they got some pop in that lineup and a ton of strikeouts. So if you can save some money and go to Fried at $9,500, he's $1,000 cheaper than Garrett Cole, $800 less than McClanahan. Save a little money. He's still got that 20-plus point upside, which can be very, very nice. Logan Webb can be a contrarian play versus Fried, but I'll pass the chalk on the slate. And again, it feels like, you know, I've missed a month, but it feels like I haven't missed a day because if you remember, we used to always go, man, there's always one mispriced pitcher on every slate. Always one. Here's your one. Yu Darvish is $8,100 at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. This is wild. Darvish coming off 8 innings, 1 run, 7 Ks. He's got 7 or more innings in 3 straight starts, 6 2/3 or more in 5 straight starts. He's put up 22 or more in 4 of 5 starts, 2 earned runs or less in 4 of 5 starts, 5 or more Ks in 4 of 5 starts. He's been nothing short of outstanding right now. And he faced Arizona back on April 7th, 6 shutout, 4 Ks for 17 points. That was when he was just getting his footing beneath him. he's been pretty lights out. And again, the big thing is he's facing Arizona. Team's striking out 24% of the time versus righties in the last month, hitting 222. 194 ISO is not bad, but a 95 WRC plus. Yu Darvish should be in the mid nines. He should be in the Max Fried price range. So Darvish 81 should be very chalky and for good reason. So give me Yu Darvish at $8,100. Now, a good contrarian play is Miles Mikolas. And I'm curious to see how high roster he is coming out back-to-back 30-point games, because he faced Milwaukee four starts ago, got lit up, only got you 7 DK points. That hole has been nothing short of outstanding. If you guys listen to Bench with Bubba, especially the Bubba and the Batflip show, Toby's been a big Mikolas guy. He got me on Mikolas. I've added him in a ton of leagues early in the season. He's been awesome, absolutely awesome. So I think Mikolas is a good tournament play. He's striking guys out this year. It is Milwaukee, and you have to kind of see, you know, they're so hit and miss in that lineup, but they strike out 23% of the time versus righties, hitting 237 with a 96 WRC plus. So I think a guy like Miles Mikolas makes for a great tournament play, especially if you want to save money or you want to pivot off a chalky Yu Darvish. Darvish is good chalk. If he gets shelled, I don't care. $8,100 for Darvish is awesome. If you want to pivot off him for some reason, or you want to pair him with Mikolas, Mikolas can make for a very nice play in that price range. Now, if you're looking to punt, JT Brubaker at $6,900 has 15-plus point upside against the Chicago Cubs, like that one. But all these guys are priced cheap because they can get lit up as well. So just keep that in mind. But Brubaker, especially at home in Pittsburgh at $6,900, makes for a nice little value. Zach Davies has been very, very good of late. Not good to his wife, but good to everybody else. Six or more innings in three straight outings. Six or more Ks in three straight outings. Last time he faced San Diego, five innings, two earned, but that was back in April 9th. Much better pitcher right now, but this Padres team is much better as well, leading the NL West, striking out 21% of the time versus righties. But for a discount on Zach Davies at a whopping 66, I don't hate it. Also, don't mind Noah Syndergaard at 64. Again, these are boomer bust guys. Davies might have the best floor in the group, but we got Syndergaard 15-plus points basically in three or four. He's gone four. He only went 4 2/3 last time, but he's getting up to 80 to 90 pitches. It's risky. Honestly, I'd probably rather have Brubaker. Definitely rather have Davies. But Syndergaard, you know, if he starts whipping out those strikeouts, you got a chance. The last guy I'll mention, he's making his second start of the season due to injury. Came off the IL his last time out against Detroit. 4 1/3, three earned, no walks, 4 Ks for 5.8 points. That's Lance Lynn. The big thing with Lance Lynn, he threw 88 pitches. That's all I care about. It's his first start back. I wasn't expecting miracles. I know it was the Tigers. You'd hope for more. He threw 88 pitches. That is beautiful. Now he's facing the Toronto Blue Jays. Bit risky. But you got Lance Lynn at 5,800, which is quite the value if Lance Lynn shows up. Again, second start back off the IL. You're not expecting miracles. But he's also not $8,800. He's $5,800. So Lance Lynn is very intriguing on this slate. Very, very intriguing. Especially if, like, say, Toronto gives a couple guys a day off. You never know. So keep an eye on that one. But up top, you got Cole McClanahan and Burns. All great plays. I'd probably go Cole, McClanahan, and Burns in that order. But in a perfect world, I'd rather start with a guy like Max Fried and kind of be a little different, because those three guys up top are elite. Maybe pivot a bit, go like a Max Fried, or Yu Darvish will pretty much be in most of my lineups. I'm going to eat that chalk. If it blows up, it blows up. But that's a Monday for you. But Yu Darvish is too cheap at $8,100. Mikolas, great tournament play at 78. And when you're looking at values, you got guys like Brubaker, Zach Davies, maybe Syndergaard, Lance Lynn. I'd probably go Davies, Brubaker, no, probably go Davies, Lynn, Brubaker. That's how I look at that. And makes for some fun values on this slate. And again, if you want to put one of the values with the big dogs up top, you can. I think Zach Davies might be a little popular because most people want to go Cole, McClanahan, Burns. So that's something to keep in mind. But then again, with Darvish at $8,100, it could just be Darvish and either Cole, McClanahan, or Burns. So it'll be fun to see how projections or ownership projections start coming out throughout the day on Monday. Let's talk bats. On this wonderful 8-game Monday slate, catcher's position, you got Wilson Contreras, who's been crushing baseballs. He's $4,900. But if you'd like to save some money, we can drop on down for you. MJ Melendez up to $4,100. I like him quite a bit against Noah Syndergaard. That's the thing, is if you don't like Noah Syndergaard, the Royals are a sneaky, sneaky stack on this game. They're a bad offense. I get it. But when they pop off big. It's not very often because they're the Royals. But you can do like a small stack, two- or three-man stack if you want, besides the big, big stack. But MJ Melendez at 41 would be a nice value for him. If you want to fade Zach Davies, Jorge Alfaro at 39 has been really, really raking it of late. So I like that one as well. Low 3Ks plays for you here. Kirk Gasol against Max Fried. If you're fading Fried, it's not bad at 3K. Not looking to really fade Fried in my mind, though, but he's there at that price point. If Yan Gomes cracks the Cubs lineup at 28, that's a nice value. Gabriel Moreno is a great value at 2,400 bucks. If Moreno is in the Toronto lineup and you're fading Lance Lynn, Moreno at 24 is a phenomenal punt on the slate. Like, probably the best play if you're not paying up for one of the elite catchers on the slate. Just play Moreno at 2,400. First base position, you got Lorito, who's been crushing baseballs. It's been beautiful. I get it. Number 17 or 18 on Sunday. He's 5,800 versus Lynn. If you're, again, fading Lynn, sure. But I think Goldie versus Burns is a nice contrarian play if you feel unfrisky. Don't mind that because Goldie's just doing ungodly things right now. So he's 5,600. We got this guy like Wilmer Flores, first base, third base at 43 versus Max Fried. If you're doing that, Darren Ruff is 4K versus Max Fried. Andrew Vaughn versus Barrios is interesting at 3,700 bucks. Barrios has been very up and down, lots of pitch to contact, so that could be a fun one with Vaughn at 3,700. Some other cheap ones, you got Hunter Dozier at 31. If you are going that direction, you could look at Hunter Dozier. The Pirates are kind of fun because Caleb Killian's shown some good stuff, but also some very rough stuff. So guys like Daniel Vogelbach at 27 is interesting if he finds the lineup. First base is not great. Torkelson at 21 could be a nice value because Boston's throwing a Winchowski out there, bullpen game most likely. So a guy like Torque at 21 is interesting. But I think I'm going to pay up. Like Vladito against Lynn looks very good. Luke Voigt's kind of starting to hit the ball. Jose Abreu at 46. You're probably going to pay up at first base. The value is not quite there like it is at some other positions. All right, let's go to second base position. Cronenworth at 6K is great. San Diego's been crushing it, but again, Zach Davies has been interesting, so we'll pick your poison. Trevor Story went deep on Sunday. He's 5K versus Fedo. Don't mind Boston, but also I respect Alex Fedo. I know he had a rough start his last time out, but he's been pitching really well up till then, so someone to keep an eye on. Whit Merrifield's 42. Gleyber Torres at 4K. If you're fading McClanahan, that's an interesting dilemma there. Brendan Donovan at 37 has been playing pretty well, but like guys like Orlando Arcia is playing for Atlanta in Ozzie Albies' spot. He's 3,400. Johnny Villar at 32, most likely in the lineup at second base, third base for the Cubbos. You got Jonathan Scope at 3K. I like the VR at 3,200 bucks as a value at the position. But other than that, not a ton just yet. Third base, you got Machado's day-to-day. The injury looked nasty on Sunday, but the x-rays were negative. I'd be shocked if he plays, which, again, another brownie point for Zach Davies. But Rafael Devers at 57 is just insane right now. You got Arenado against Burnsy. Santiago Espinal's up to 4,600 versus Lynn. That could be a play for you. Wilmer Flores for sure in his matchup. But Ke'Bryan Hayes at 4K is a very nice value against Caleb Killian. Ke'Bryan's had a quiet couple days. He's hit safely in three of his last four, but he's not hit with a ton of power right now. But overall, he's still hitting it very well. I feel like his underlying metrics, the dude, we talked about him on a recent Bubba in the Bloom. I think it was last Thursday, actually. He's due to get a breakout going. So Ke'Bryan Hayes at 4K is a nice value versus Killian. Below 4K, I mentioned Brendan Donovan earlier at 37 is someone you can take a peek at. Jake Berger at 33, Johnny VR at 32, Evan Longoria at 31. So you have some decent values at third base if you're mixing and matching for your stacks. If you're just looking for one-offs, I kind of like that Ke'Bryan Hayes at 4K, to be honest. And then Colby Clemens, third base outfield for Detroit. He's only 2K if you just want to uber punt. And like, I'm not like in love with him, but he has for 2K, let's put it that way, for 2K, he's been good enough. You know, he put up 2 points today, he had 12 points yesterday, 0-0-0-12. So for 2K, when he does well, he does very well. So Cody Clemens at 2K if you need a super punt. Third base outfield. And Detroit, like, they've just been playing so bad. It's a great matchup for them in that pitching situation there, where the higher totals on the slate. Really good spot for Detroit if they can just figure it out one day. Shortstop, you got Bichette at 57. Love him, as always. Willie Adames at 54. But Bobby Witt at 53 is a good pay-up spot here. You got Tommy Edman. Bogarts at 51 is another good pay-up. Javi Baez went deep over the weekend. Maybe he's warming up. He's only 4,100. Again, Detroit, so cheap and a great matchup. Can they show up is the million-dollar question. Hung Sung Kim at 3,600 bucks versus Zach Davies. Not a bad value for Kim if you're attacking Davies. Other than that, though, it ain't pretty, folks. Like, yeah, pay up at the shortstop position. Outfield, where it will be loaded. If you're fading McClanahan, you got Judge, of course, but guys like Mike Trout at 56 versus Bubik, gotta like that quite a bit. JD Martinez has just been awesome. He's 5,400. George Springer, 51 is a good value as well. So some good spots, 5K and above. That Trout play, it looks pretty juicy there against Bubik. I like that one a lot, actually. Below 5K, though, it's Whit Merrifield. Teoscar Hernandez at 47. I like that one. Brian Reynolds at 4K. He's really, really hitting the ball well over the last month or so. So Reynolds at 4K is a good value. So Reynolds and Ke'Bryan Hayes, both $4,000. You got Vogelbach super cheap. get a cheap pity stack in there and see what happens. Again, bad team, bad ballpark. Like Pittsburgh and Kansas City stand, and Detroit, those three teams stand out as really, really good stacks, and it's terrifying because they're three horrible baseball teams. I guarantee you one, at least one of the three does something. So we'll have to look at lineups and see how things play out on Monday. But one of those three is at least going off, and they're all in great spots. They're all great values. We'll have to kind of pick our way through that one. That's what the Discord will be for a big, big way. Below 4K in the outfield, you got Morel at $3,700 for Chicago. That's a good spot. Austin Slater should be leading off for the Giants against Fried at 36. Love Ian Happ at 36. That's a great price tag. Renfro's been on fire, went deep again on Sunday. If you're fading Mikolas, AJ Pollock is swinging at Vero. So you got some decent value in this mid 3K range. Morel at 37, Ian Happ at 36, AJ Pollock at 35 are really good price points in the outfield. See if Jaron Duran is leading off for Boston. Like, there's a chance he's going to be sent down any day now when some of these boys come back. But Duran's been leading off every day he's been in there. He's been playing very, very well. He's $3,400 for Alex Fado, so that's a good value. Trent Grisham's a decent value at 34. He's swinging it pretty, pretty good. I wrote him up over the weekend in the waiver wire report at rotoballer.com, so check that one out. But Grisham at $3,400 is not too shabby. Michael Harris the second at $3,200. I like him as a value for Atlanta if you're fading Webb. Atlanta could be one of the fun ones at home. Webb's been good, but also not like super strikeout good, which means pitch to contact in that ballpark with that offense. Atlanta could be one of those interesting pay-up positions on this slate. Luis Gonzalez, the Gigantes, not sure if he'll play against the lefty Freed, so keep him in mind. But Lourdes Gurriel, grand slam on Sunday. He's $2,900 versus Lynn, so let's hope he gets going here. Would love to see Lourdes get things going. Willie Castro, likely towards the top of the Detroit lineup at $2,800 if you are stacking Detroit. He's a nice cheapie in that stack. There are a lot of cheapies, but he's one of them, especially towards the top of that batting order. Other than that, like Dylan Carlson's been swinging. He's $2,500 if you're fading Burns. Sure, if you need to, not in love with it. I'd honestly rather go Robbie Grossman at 23. Hit his first home run of the season over the weekend. $2,300 for Grossman, probably hitting second for Detroit behind Willie Castro. That's a big boy value at $2,300 and a great matchup there. Like, there's cute value, and there's, like, dudes you know can pop off. That's one. Zawinski is going to be super popular. He's $2,200 versus Killian. He went deep three times on Sunday. Three for Zawinski. $2,200 for the Pittsburgh Pirates outfielders. You can go Zawinski, Brian Hayes, Brian Reynolds, and I honestly love that stack. It's terrifying to think about it, but I love that three-man Pirate stack. That is not good, folks. Not good at all. But it's great value. Riley Green's another phenomenal value at $2,100. He's got called up over the weekend. He's a beast. Did not get a hit on Sunday. Went 0-for-2 with two more walks, though. He went 2-for-3 with obviously two hits and two walks on Saturday. So got at least 4 points in each game. He's 2,100. So Riley Green, phenomenal price point as well. So great value. Great value in this team. Detroit, Riley Green, Grossman, Baez, Torque, Willie Castro. Lots of value in Detroit as well. So going to be a wild one. I have to watch the lineups and see how things play out, and now watch the weather, maybe find little edges where we can. And that's what the Fantasy Degens Discord's for. It is free. Come hit us up there or hit me up on Twitter at BDintric. I'll help you guys where I can. Last but not least, your stacks for this evening. That Pittsburgh stack versus Killian. Don't mind the Cubs versus Brubaker either. It could be a weird game stack between the Cubs and the Pirates. And it's got a total of 8. You know, not a great total, but one of the higher ones on the slate. I like the Pirate side of things, even though Killian, yeah, it's the Pirates. It's a bad ballpark to hit in. Detroit versus Winchiski is very intriguing and cheap. You could always fade Fado if you want with Boston, but I think Detroit's the way to go on that one to be a little different. I think Atlanta is the contrarian pay-up stack on this slate against Logan Webb. I like the idea of Toronto versus the White Sox. I also like the idea of the White Sox versus Barrios. That's one of those games where something's got to give. That's going to be a really interesting one. And the total in that game is 9. It's one of the higher totals on the slate. So that's something to keep in mind as well. And then the Angels versus Chris Bubich. And then the Royals could be fun too. But mainly I'm looking at like Pittsburgh with some Cubs maybe, Detroit, Atlanta. And then I'm kind of debating still between Boston, Toronto, and the White Sox to see where that goes. But I like the value ones. Talked about it. My favorite three-man value stack right now is Zawinski, Reynolds, Brian Hayes. Tons of value with like Riley Green and company on Detroit. You can do a lot of stuff. If you just want to pay up for two pitchers and just fade the chalky Yu Darvish, you can. It's tough because $8,100 for Darvish is great, but you can do it. It's one way to be different as well. But we'll have a lot to talk about on Monday. 8 games, Hope everybody has a good time. Again, rate and review the podcast on iTunes, MLB DFS Quick Hits, or if you prefer to watch it on the YouTube, the Fantasy DGens YouTube, make sure you give it the old like, thumbs up. Would appreciate it a ton. But it's good to be back, folks. Thanks for being patient with me. Hopefully, like I said, unless something comes up, I'll be back with you guys 5 days a week like usual. If not, 3 to 4 days. Like, I'm going to do my best to bring this to you guys all the time. Thanks for the kind words. Thanks for the shout outs. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, June 20th edition. I'm out.